This is Fresh Air. American rockers like Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar Mellencamp have reputations as topical songwriters. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that in contrast, the biggest hits in England these days are romantic, intentionally irrelevant songs by acts like Curiosity Killed the Cat, Mel and Tim, and this young man, Rick Astley. We're no strangers.
The hottest song in pop music right now is that one, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, a 21-year-old from Manchester, England. The song has hit number one throughout most of Europe and just entered the top 10 here. Rick Astley is a red-haired, dewy-eyed little runt of a fellow with this booming crooner's voice. Seeing him perform in his music videos is like watching Woody Allen lip-sync to Engelbert Humperdinck. Astley's debut album suggests that he's a smart maker of the 80s version of disco music. Every song has a pumping beat and stark rhythm, and Astley emotes dramatically, trying to infuse slight songs with great romantic import. When he's working at the top of his form, he can be pretty impressive, as he is here on It Will Take a Strong, Strong Man. Rick Astley's songs are produced by the team of Mike Stock, Matt Aitken, and Pete Waterman. Stock, Aitken, Waterman, or SAW as they call themselves, are the hottest production team in pop these days. Working with a stable of young acts like Samantha Fox, Bananarama, and Mel and Tim, the SAW team whips up smooth, sweet confections. They contrast sharply with other more aggressive English pop stars like the Pet Shop Boys and a hot new act called Johnny Hates Jazz. Rick Astley's American record company, RCA, is promoting him with the ad line, "The voice recognizable after just one listen." Clearly, it doesn't matter that this distinctive voice isn't saying anything special. It's the surface sound that's all important. I can't feel your love slipping away. By coincidence, Rick Astley's sister Virginia has also just released an album called Hope in a Darkened Heart. Virginia Astley has been in the biz longer than Little Brother. She's been releasing albums in England for a decade, but this is her first American record. Virginia's music is much more dreamy and self-consciously literary, part of a wholly different tradition.
You return it, you won't, so there's no use in saying
Well, that's quite enough of that. Virginia Astley's record company actually compares her to Emily Dickinson, which I guess is supposed to convey her aspirations to formal poetry and her sensitive nature. The more realistic comparison is to early period Joni Mitchell, but even then, Virginia hasn't come up with melodies that carry you past the overwrought versifying the way Joni Mitchell always did. Even though his music is more cynical and lightweight, Brother Rick is the more intriguing music maker. He dedicates the final song on his album to Nat King Cole, whose ballad style he apparently hopes to emulate. Invoking Nat King Cole is a cool gesture, a good example of the way it's hip to be square in pop music these days. By that standard, Rick Astley is the squarest, hippest guy around.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Rick Astley's debut album is called Whenever You Need Somebody.
When I fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses.
You're listening to Fresh Air.